It's Friday, September 10th. I'm Tom Streckel for KUNR News. The Washoe County School District is still on the hook for $20 million in tax repayments to residents of Incline Village. First reported by KRNV-TV, Washoe County Judge Scott Freeman dismissed a lawsuit brought by the district. The suit was aimed at preventing the county from deducting school district funds as part of a settlement with homeowners who overpaid property taxes in the early 2000s. School lawyers have long argued the district should not be forced to make repayments because it was the tax assessor's office that originally made the mistake. Nevada's new driver's licenses appear to be causing problems for the Transportation Security Administration. According to the Las Vegas Review-Journal, TSA agents are experiencing issues when trying to scan the licenses. The Department of Motor Vehicles began issuing the revamped licenses in July. The new design has enhanced security features such as cardholders' photograph, initials, and birth year laser etched into the card. A statement on the DMV's website acknowledged the issues but says the redesign comports with national standards. Residents affected by the Caldor fire still have the chance to cast a ballot in California's gubernatorial recall election. The El Dorado County Registrar of Voters has announced plans to open a voting center at Lake Tahoe Community College for early voting today. The registrar's office says it also has set up drop boxes for anyone wishing to cast a mail-in ballot. The recall election is set for Tuesday, September 14th. Anyone thinking of heading to Pyramid Lake for some fun and recreation may want to think again. Officials with the Pyramid Lake Paiute tribe say an annual blue-green algae bloom has started to form. The blooms are the result of high levels of nutrients such as phosphorus, high temperatures, and sunlight that form a layer of scum or foam on the surface. The algae can also produce a variety of toxins that can affect the liver, nervous, and gastrointestinal systems in addition to causing skin rashes. Pets and wildlife are at risk as well. Anyone planning to visit the lake is asked to avoid contact with the water. For KUNR News, I'm Tom Streckel.